much of an impact has Richard Seymour made? I mean, can you even quantify it at this point?
You know, I don't think so. He's been very consistent. I think he brings a great mentality to our team.
Were you nervous at all when he didn't report, or did he had he called you and let you know what was going on?
We had talked about, you know, what was going on, so I was aware, you know, what the issues were and all that. It was just a matter of some of those things getting worked out.
You think that'll help some of your inside guys, having him and Ellis together?
I think it does. You know, you got two veteran guys who played a lot of football and had a lot of success in their careers prior to coming to Oakland. So, you know, I think they bring a lot.
You've coached offensive line. What makes Seymour so tough if you're a lineman?
Well, he's quick and he's powerful. You know, he understands the game. He studies it to a great degree. And he's always well prepared.
You think he likes being in the 4-3 instead of kind of down inside in the 3-4?
Well, I think so. You know, we tend to play him in a number of spots, but I think this probably gives him a little more freedom.
What's Jamarcus got to do to improve a little bit on what he's done in the first 2 weeks?
You know, just keep, staying the course, basically. Not really anywhere to go but up for him in terms of what he's trying to get done. And, I think he's just got to stay the course. I think he'll get through this. And when he does, it'll really be a lift for us.
The accuracy, obviously, everybody knows the completion percentage. Is that more physical mistakes, mental mistakes, receiver issues? Why is his completion percentage so low?
He just, I think, struggled to, you know, be on time and get his feet where they need to be, those sort of things.
Did you consider pulling him in last week's game after the bad start, or are you kind of just committed to staying the course as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, I just made the statement that he's got to stay the course. I think I've got to stay the course as well, and I fully expect him to break out of this very soon. And like I said, when he does, it'll be a great lift for our team.
From your perspective as a former offensive line coach, what does this Broncos offensive line do well? When you look at those tackles.
I think they're very good. I think they're tough inside, and both the tackles are very, you know, athletic. They understand the system. Obviously, that group's played together now a little bit, and they got a good guy coaching them, so they know how to play.
Specifically, Clady, what stands out about him that makes him so good?
An athlete. You know, he's a very good athlete. Very competitive guy as you're watching play.
Tom, the Broncos switched to the 3-4 scheme. Elvis Dumervil had to adjust to a new position. He had a breakout game last week. I just wonder what your impressions are of him as a pass rusher in a new position.
Well, I've always had tremendous respect for him. You know, we've played him for a couple of years now, at least since I've been around here, and he's always a handful. You know, he's a competitor, and he brings it every snap. Tremendously quick, and I think he understands who he is and what his strengths are, and so, you know, you got to come to play. He's been good. This, to me, not really a breakout game. I think this guy has been a good player for a while.
You guys have had AFC West games each week to open the season. Do you like that about the schedule, or do you wish you could have those games spread out a little more?
No, I think it's good. You know, I think it's been good for us, and, you know, it's been exciting. You know, so this week's no different.
Where would you say this division is at? I mean, you've gotten to see everybody now, basically.
Well, I think it's an improved division. I think that, you know, the three teams, speaking about Oakland and Denver and Kansas City, I think have all improved in areas. We all would like to improve more, certainly. And, you know, San Diego obviously is a very talented football team.
How are you guys going to replace Gallery? Are you going to move Morris over?
You know, I don't know yet. I probably will do some stuff here this morning. We've got a walkthrough, and we've got a couple of options there. So, you know, we'll get this decided here pretty quick.
How has the absence of Mike Shanahan, has that had any impact on the rivalry between the Raiders and the Broncos, or is it the same intensity as before?
You know, to me, it's the same. I mean, it's the Denver Broncos, so that is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.